It is a Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, The Walking Dead Recap Show, now available on iTunes. I got my peeps on the phone. We're going to be talking about last night's episode, Sunday night on AMC, The Other Side. That's what the episode was called. From thevro.com, I have Miss Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
Hey, Mike.
And from accordingtokristen.com, we got Kristen.
What up?
So, ladies, I'm a little concerned. I'm wondering about you girls because I text y'all earlier and I'm like, hey, doing The Walking Dead? And y'all were like, yeah. I was like, good, because I'm going to be short. And then all of a sudden y'all started giggling. How did y'all feel about the episode?
Was there an episode?
Ooh!
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
Brancy? I think.
I mean, I thought it was just another episode. I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad. Did everybody think it was?
You know what?
Bad?
I guess. You know what? For me, I'm looking at my notes. Hands down, for me, the best part was Daryl finally apologizing to Maggie. I think that needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now Daryl's like supercharged and ready to kill mofos. I thought this episode, that part right there really made me realize, it finally hit me that Maggie is a G. So I was happy to see Daryl, even when they showed Daryl sitting on this and she came out there and talked to him. I looked at my wife. I was like, Daryl has to apologize. He has to get it off his chest about Glenn. And I'm glad that happened. And then I think that was it for me.
That was all that happened.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Sasha, even though she goes to Hilltop, which I thought the beginning was kind of cool, how we got to see a little of how it happened before she arrived at Hilltop. Mm-hmm. But then she was still being a snatch face on the way over there when she went over to Sasha to get her help. How did y'all feel about...
You're talking about Rosita.
Oh, that one too.
Yeah,
I'm so... Okay, so how did y'all feel about the... I guess they made up in the middle, in the warehouse?
I think they could have cut out like 20 minutes of their girly whining about Abraham.
But do you think that was setting it up for the... do you think that was like they were fighting, they made up, and then all of a sudden at the end, Sasha's like, click, 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 I got this. Go live.
I mean, that has to be what it was, because if not, there was no point to it, really.
Right.
But I watch those scenes and I'm like, they talk, like, especially Sasha, because we don't really know anything about Rosita's relationship with Abraham before they found Rick.
Right.
But Sasha, like, did they even show them together, really? Or
I don't remember them doing the do.
No.
Right?
They didn't do anything. Like, I don't remember
them. I don't think they slept together, no.
I guess that's how you could tell it was real love.
Oh, good God.
They barely even spoke. I don't know. I just find that whole thing.
Well, yeah, I see what you mean. Like, there wasn't enough to even warrant Sasha saying anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it could be in the family, because that's how, what was her brother's name? Sasha's brother?
Tyrese.
Tyrese and what's-her-face, that Mexican chick that Carol burnt up. You know, he acted like that. They were married 10, 15 years, the way he was acting. So maybe it runs the family? Yeah. I don't know. But,
clingy.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit. But yeah, that whole thing, I just, I don't. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys think, is Sasha dead?
I think they're going to have to show something happening to her. Because, I mean, that would be lame. She's been on for a few seasons, and then to just run into a building and that's it, you never see what happens.
So, definitely kidnapped, wounded, torture. You think?
Probably. But I hope she takes some people out on the way.
I mean, she was, I got to give it to Sasha. She was a G. She was like, I got this. And then just blasted fools. So, I don't know. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my gut's telling me. I'll be honest with you, I really don't care if she's alive or dead or if I see anything. Yeah. I just wasn't a fan. I've never been a fan of Sasha. What did y'all think about that whole thing with Eugene, though?
We know.
Did y'all think, is Eugene now, after watching Eugene saying, I didn't ask y'all to come, go away, is that all the front? Is he still acting, or is he saying, I'm good here?
I feel like it's almost a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I feel like he, because he always, like, you know, he's been looking out for himself, honestly. He's,
right.
You know, doing that the whole time. But, I don't know. I feel like he thinks that he's in a safe place for him right now, but I don't think he realizes that he actually isn't as safe as he thinks he is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. I can see that. I agree with that. Okay. Kristen?
I'm just over Eugene.
Oh.
I don't even have anything to say. I just can't figure him out.
Well, that's a hard character for you right there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was when I saw the shot and they took out the dude, I was like, oh, damn. And then when he was like, I thought he was going to, when he ran off, I was like, oh, damn. Like, him putting a fight up at the fence, you know, I thought gunfire was going to happen. And he was like, get out of here. And they were going to run. But then he was like, peace out, bitches. And just left and ran back in. I was like, I don't know. I think he's leaning more towards, I think he thinks he feels safe there. Because of the numbers.
Yeah, I think he's got a false sense of security because this kid does not realize, like, Negan just killed the doctor.
Yeah.
And you would think the doctor is, like, the one person you would never kill in the apocalypse because you need those.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking at my notes. And I think that was it. I mean, the only thing that I have here is what do y'all think about the Hilltop leader? Is his name Greg?
Oh, God.
Gregory.
He sucks.
Yeah. Do you think
I hate him so much.
Is he trustworthy?
No.
See now, watching it for the second time right now, going through my notes real quick, when he was talking to Jesus and he pulled out the tequila bottle, I was thinking to myself, did he tell what was going on? Because, like, all he had was a bottle of gin, and then all of a sudden he has a bottle of tequila, and then I started putting it, I was like, was he given this for information? And then at the end, and then the commercial, I haven't watched Talking Dead yet, but the commercial for next week, you see Greg with a knife and Maggie's in the garden. Looking at flowers. Right. Looking at flowers.
Mm-hmm. Ironic.
So I don't know. I
hope Jesus kills him.
Well, speaking of Jesus, Jesus is gay. Did you see that?
Jesus
didn't
is gay.
Didn't we know that?
I feel like they've talked about
really?
It. Like, maybe not on the show. I think there's been, like, interviews or something.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen any of the interviews. When he mentioned that whole boyfriend thing, I was like, oh, Jesus is gay. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, because
I thought we talked about that before.
Nah, I hadn't. Because I would have been like...
I remember them saying that they were going to write one in, and then we were like, well, maybe it's Jesus. But they've never really said it, like, on the show.
Right. That's kind of funny, though, that Jesus is gay. You know, that's blowing people's minds, right? He looks like Jesus, and then, ooh, you know, some of those hardcore religious peeps are going losing their mind right now. But that was cool.
Yep.
I don't care if he's straight or gay. He whoops ass. As long as he takes out some saviors, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I mean, I won't say I was disappointed because that moment of Daryl, that was it. I looked at my wife. I was like, best moment. That could ended right there. I was like, that's all I needed. Daryl focused, rebooted, ready to kill people. But I think that's it for
me. Wait, didn't you think Enid was being a little obvious when she ran up?
Oh my God, Enid was being awfully obvious.
I don't know. I didn't take it obvious. I really thought the dude was going to be like, hey baby, let's go. I thought that was going to get ugly.
I thought he was going to creep
No, but I thought he was going to try to, like, take her in there and then Daryl was going to stick him. That's what I thought. I thought he was going to, you know, whatchamacallit, but he didn't. But I think... I took it as is that, I don't know, in a weird way, she was like almost flirting, but spastic, to a little doing it overboard on purpose. That's how I took it as.
Well, yes, because, like, we're the audience, so we know why she's acting like that, but like he doesn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, oh, this is not going to end well.
Yeah, she ran up there and I was like, can you just go away? Because if something happens to Daryl.
Oh, dude, I really thought he was going to stick him. And then, of course, Maggie's like, don't do it.
Man. I like her reason why, though.
Yep. We got to win. We have to win.
I love it.
Okay, so this is going to be the funny part here. scale of 1 to 10. This episode, Kristen.
I think I have to say an 8.
Really? Yeah. It sounded like you hated the episode.
No, I didn't hate it.
Am I hearing
I didn't hate
different?
It, but
am
there
I
were
hearing,
just...
Brancy, am
it
I
It felt like
different?
A filler episode.
Okay. Okay. An 8? It was a really good filler episode, is what you're saying.
Sure.
I'm trying to learn here. It's okay if you want to say it's a 2. If you want to say it's a 2 or a 3 and you didn't like it as much as you didn't like the Morgan episode, just say it.
No, because I don't think it was... Oh, my God, with the Morgan episode. I can't with you.
I'm just saying. So you give it an 8.
Yeah.
Brancy?
Before I say this, I just want to make it known that I didn't watch the episode live this week. Okay. Because I was traveling, but I saw on Facebook, like, of course, you know, all the articles, it was like the scoop on Rosita's big episode. So I was like excited to watch it. And then I was like, oh, this is Rosita's big episode. So I'm going to give it a 7.
A 7. Okay. For me,
yes.
I would probably have to give it a 7 as well. I thought it almost got a 6. But because of Maggie and Daryl's moment, I mean, that's the only thing that saved it for me. But it wasn't
right.
Horrible because of the fact that I did like the fact that Sasha went running in there. And I'm like, yeah, kill yourself, bitch. And then Rosita, I mean, and we didn't talk about it, though, but Rosita, and it's another thing to add on her plate. She feels bad about Eugene. She feels bad about Spencer. Now Sasha, she was a bitch to Sasha this entire time. And Sasha tells her, it's not your time, live. It's just another thing to make Sasha feel even worse. I mean, Rosita worse about herself, which I enjoyed because that's what she gets, karma.
Well, hell, maybe she should.
So, yeah, so I give it a 7, but I forgot to ask you, who do y'all think it was looking in the shadows in the darkness? Was that Dwight looking at Rosita? He had a crossbow. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, see, that's what everybody was talking about.
Yeah. What do y'all think? I mean, I looked at my wife and I was like, is that Dwight? It didn't show his face really good, but it seemed like the crossbow, mm-hmm. It would be about right, him being there, and this would be Dwight's opportunity to A, help Rosita.
Oh, God.
Or take her, you know, and there you go. I don't know. What do you think? Dwight? No Dwight.
I think my first reaction, of course, when you see, like, that silhouette is to be like, oh, it's Daryl. But, you know, like, once that... gets out of your head, of course.
You know what?
Yeah, I think it's Dwight.
Wait a second. You might be onto something. Because later on, remember, before all this happened, he goes and asks Jesus, where's Rosita and Sasha?
Well, see, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And even in the promo, I feel like when they were driving or something, didn't he have one slung over his shoulder?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know.
You know
that's,
what?
That's who I thought it was.
I didn't even think. Good job, ladies. Well, I'll give this one to Brancy, because Kristen, you're wrong.
Let me answer.
I was waiting for Kristen to go, I think it's Enid. Isn't it Enid?
Oh my God.
Now that I think about it, that makes total sense. Because we would be led to think that, oh my God, it's Dwight, and he's going to, and then it's Daryl going, get your ass over here.
Or maybe we're supposed to think it's Daryl, but it's
shit,
actually
now
Dwight.
Now you're confusing me. Now you're, way to go, Kristen. All right. So Kristen gives it a 2. Me and Brancy give it a 7. And that's it, right? I think we're done, huh?
I think so.
I really thought y'all were going to murder this episode. I really did.
I didn't think it was that bad. My biggest complaints were Rosita just being like an awful bitch the entire time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because now she's really going to. Yeah. All right. Enough of that. Let's talk about Kristen now. Kristen!
No, thank you.
According to Kristen.com is your blog.
Yes.
What else?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @ThisIsKristen_ and Facebook at @AccordingToKristen.
Sweetness, Brancy.
It is thevro.com and VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram.
All righty. So those are the peeps. You can go stalk them, go find their stuff. Sometimes they put up nudes. And if you want to check out mine.
Whoa.
What happened? That what I say? Oh, iWatchMike.com is my blog. I don't put up nudes, unlike some people I know. but if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat's on my blog. Go there and check that out. If you want to hear some of our past recap shows, the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike is there. I did see the commercial. Fear of the Walking Dead returns in June. Did you see that? Okay, never mind. All right.
Yes, I did see that.
Thank you, Rancy. Thank you, Rancy. Kristen, once again, a two. So, yes, people, all of us, including that one, Jesus, there you go, that guy. He recaps with us. I don't even know if he's going to return with us in June. I haven't talked to him. Has anybody talked to Jesus?
Mm-mm. I have.
He's floating in the wind.
He hates everything.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, then I guess Jesus won't be returning with us. We'll tweet him. But yes, we also do Fear of the Walking Dead, so you can check out that out on our blogs as well, or Fear of the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes. I think that is it for us. We will be back next week, Sunday night, a new episode of The Walking Dead. And Monday, we'll talk again. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye.